Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Let's go!
It is Friday, the 16th of July, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, it's summer, it's phase three. And that means outdoor performances in parks, street corners, old houses, farmers' fields, everywhere. We'll tell you all about as much as we can in between the latest local independent releases. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, howdy. How are you? Happy Friday. Hope you're doing well. We got some news. Looks like we're going to be going back into the studio. Yeah, they finally declared it safe for us to return to CITR, back to the student nest, back to our little home on the Musqueam territory of Outsen out there in Point Grey. We had a producer's meeting or production meeting. Production department meeting, however you want to call it. Valley and Jasper, who are the two heads of the production department, put a great meeting together for us to lay it all out what's going to be happening. Basically, starting on Sunday, this coming Sunday, they will start to allow programmers back into the studio for the first time in 16 months. We haven't been in there since March of last year. So looking forward to that. It's going to be an interesting situation, though, because it's not fully open yet. There will still be social distancing and other sanitation protocols to be followed. For one thing, we have to have our masks on when we're actually broadcasting, when we're behind the mics. So just to give you an idea, I'm going to put my mask on here, and it's going to sound a bit like that. So, doesn't sound that much different. I think it's going to be okay. But that's one of the rules we have to follow. No guests. So even though I'll be back in the studio, I can't bring our friends in to talk about their stuff. We can do phone interviews, but we can't have any guests in. So it's going to take some getting used to. But I'm excited. I'm excited about being back in the studio. And it's kind of funny, too, because we've been doing this for a year and a half. Out of the spare bedroom, and I've kind of gotten used to working from home. I'm rather enjoying it, so I'm a little torn. Part of me wants to stay home, do the show from here, and part of me wants to get back in the studio and do it the way it was meant to be done. So we'll see how it works out. Can't tell you exactly when I'm going to be back in the studio. It'd be maybe next week, maybe the week after. Don't know for sure, but we'll keep you informed. Anyway, lots to tell you about, all kinds of events going on and things like that, and I think we should just start with some music. This is a tune we haven't played for a while, but she's a good friend of the show, and it's a beautiful song. This is Savannah Reed. The song is called Her.
How long will it take until I know my own face? The way you see me, the way I see you, I know you'd never treat me like the way I used to. And when will I see the feelings right in front of me? I know they're out there, I know that you care, but people run away and I'm scared. But honestly, the truth is that I just wanna be like her and all of her stars. She dances in the moonlight, not afraid to fall apart. And all of your tears seem to dry as she smiles like the sunrise, giving you no reason to cry. Oh, how I long to be like her. I know what you're gonna say. Did you feel this way? Trust me, I know what I've seen, and people seem to have a hard time seeing me. Like last night when I saw her there, laid in your bed, hand in your head. I tried to speak, to say he's better off without you. Lose me, I tell him, 'cause you sure want more. But I hear him say, as I turn away, honestly, the truth is that I don't need a thing but you and all of your scars. The way you dance out in the moonlight, I'll be there when you fall apart. And all of my tears suddenly dry when I see you smile at sunrise. You can hear all the world sigh. Oh, how I've longed to be with her.
Queen Elizabeth Park at 25th and Cambie. I can take my mask off now, I guess. Queen Elizabeth Park at 25th and Cambie will be the venue for Gather, a co-production by New World Theatre and Pacific Theatre, featuring new commissioned pieces for small in-person audiences from two singular storytellers, Shayna Jones and Cameron Peel. The pieces represent an exploration of our raw, sometimes intimate relationship to nature. Gather will be staged at Queen Elizabeth Park with a grassy stage and audiences bringing their own picnic-style seating. While outdoor performance is new to Pacific Theatre, New World's artistic director Chelsea Haberlin has a history of site-specific and experiential work. In fact, she and Pacific Theatre's artistic director Caitlin Williams began their collaboration staging theatre in the woods of Victoria when they were undergrads at UVic. Chelsea says, we hope the show will function as an antidote to the digital realm we've been thrust into over the past year and a half. It's a tech-free evening of sharing stories and music centered around our connection to nature. The storytellers, as I mentioned, are Shayna Jones, an award-winning professional performance artist specializing in the traditional oral storytelling of African and Afro-diasporic folklore, while Cameron Peel is an emerging actor, writer, and director from the Nishka Nation and a graduate of Studio 58. So this event is going on August 3rd to 14th at Queen Elizabeth Park. You can go to pacifictheater.org to get all the details. Tickets are only $21. You can get them at the Pacific Theater website, or you can give them a call. Their box office is open, and their number is 604-731-5518.
Not that young, but not quite old, keeps on breezing by and by. Oh, 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 say some days look like the rest. Oh, 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 you take something simple and complicated.
If you enjoy traditional and contemporary Métis dance, there's no better group around than Vinnie Dancy and the Louis Riel Métis Dancers. For the first time since March 2020, they'll be performing live at the Harrison Festival in Agassiz on Sunday. Vinnie Dancy is a Vancouver-based traditional Métis and contemporary dance company dedicated to sharing the dances, stories, and culture of the Métis. Led by artistic director and friend of the show, Yvan Chartrand, the company is dedicated to preservation and innovation. It is lively and fun, and you can't help but want to move your feet and join in. The performance is this Sunday, the 18th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, at the Holberg Farm outdoor stage in Agassiz. If you want tickets, directions, or any other information, and there's other shows going on during the day too, so you might want to get a package ticket to see everything. Anyway, all the information's at harrisonfestival.com.
Time you become who you are.
And while we're talking about outdoor shows, Opera Opulenza is taking advantage of the weather and the relaxed social gathering standards by scheduling a series of outdoor concerts and events throughout the rest of the summer. There will be some in Marpole at Oak Park, others downtown at Hastings and Howe. All performances are by local soloists and the Community Opera Chorus. For all the details, you can go to operaopulenza.ca. And if you feel like joining in, they're always looking for new voices. So there's information on how to join the Community Opera Chorus there as well. That's operaopulenza.ca. Electric Company Theater, Innovation Lighting, and Presentation House present The Magic Hour, an immersive walk-through theatrical experience. It's a light-charged story of finding beauty in small moments and possibility within domestic isolation. Created and conceived by award-winning theater director Kim Collier with playwright Kendra Fanconi, the individual experience invites you to embark on a solo room-by-room exploration of familiar yet transform spaces at Presentation House Theater in North Van. The destination of this curious and magical journey is a reflection on an unprecedented year and a step forward into a brave new world. The Magic Hour was developed with the global pandemic in mind, both creatively and practically. After a year of cultural sacrifices, we're ready to return to the theater safely and to be enveloped by this electrical storm of a show. Timed individual entry slots and isolated rooms support public health measures while also creating a personalized experience, unique for each person that walks through. The Magic Hour is a show for you and made with you, just you, and only you. It runs August 3rd to 22nd at Presentation House in North Vancouver. For tickets and more information, go to phtheater.org.
But a dream, and I dream of you.
song. It's called Joy by Vancouver's own Ardent Tribe. They're making a video of it, and they want you to be a part of it. The video will include clips of people doing things they might find joyful. You know, like dancing, playing games, sports, running, jumping, driving, hugging, kissing, having fun with friends, family, and all that stuff. They would love to see what activities you find joyful. So pull up the song. Just find it on YouTube. Look for Ardent Tribe Joy. Record or film your fun activity on your smartphone while listening to the song. And then send it to Ardent Group, that's ardentgroup, at shaw.ca. You can send it by a link or you can WeTransfer it, whatever is easiest to get it to them. And they will pick the most joyful ones and put them into the music video that will be seen around the world. So come on, help spread the joy.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Thank you. keeping every moment in a cooler, trying to fit a feeling in a line. Everybody does it for the mantle. Everybody's doing fine. It's too soon to confess my love, but I know you need to hear it soon. So what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to lie to you? Is that what good romantics do? Am I supposed to lie to you?
Bush Theatre Collective presents, in association with the Canadian Plaything, PHT Creative Hub Cooperative, Ruby Slippers Theatre, and Théâtre La 16e, another in their English language new translation development workshop series. Next up is Facelift by Nathalie Boisvert, translated by Johanna Nutter. In Facelift, a woman in her 50s leads us in a makeup tutorial. First the foundation, then the eyes, and finally the mouth. As she constructs the perfect face, she shares with us the secrets of successful makeup, her thoughts on the necessity of this camouflage, the dangers of age, loneliness, and failure. The activity of daily makeup turns into an examination of a woman's life, questioning the relationship between women and beauty, seduction, aging, and the subject of women's freedom in the face of social dictates. This is a free online event. It's happening Sunday, July 18th. At noon, the venue opens 5 minutes prior to start. Latecomers are welcome. The audience does not appear on screen. The whole thing only takes 2 hours, and that includes intermission and a conversation with the playwright and the translator. To get on board, just go to Bushwhacked, that's BOUCHEWHACKED.com, and look for Facelift, and that'll give you all the instructions.
To say, afraid I'll say too much. I would break 100 hearts in half on my way to ya. I can't say I've been in love or pushed myself deep enough. Baby, I think you might be the exception. You could really be the one I finally let in.
been stressing. You could really be the one if I could get in.
Get
in.
Community Action Project is based out of the downtown east side. We work to help people fight gentrification, increase the welfare rates, as well as to fight for the rights of the people of the downtown east side. Please join our cause.
Please come to the CCAP volunteer meetings every Friday at 11:15, the Carnegie Community Center on the third floor. Thank you very much.
Housing now for the Oppenheimer homeless.
Ta-ta.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi.
Hello. From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. In the Fraser Valley, they've got two auditions coming up for Fraser Valley Stage. First show is Last of the Red Hot Lovers by Neil Simon. That's going to be happening in October at the Community Arts Edition in Abbotsford. The auditions for that are in Abbotsford on August 4th, 5th, and 6th. They're looking for one male 40 to 60, and three females, 20 to 60. They're also auditioning for Love Letters by A.R. Gurney, and that is that's going to be happening also in October, the 14th to the 23rd. And the auditions are again at the Community Arts Edition in Abbotsford. Auditions for Love Letters will be on the 4th and 11th, and they're looking for two actors, one male, one female, hopefully someone 55 plus. Auditions for both shows will be held in person with social distancing rules in place. If you want to book an audition or you want to get more information, contact the producer. That's Kathleen McWinney. Her name is spelled KATHLEEN.MCWHINNEY @telus.net. And Metro is also auditioning a Neil Simon play. They're doing The Odd Couple in October, and their auditions are happening in August 10th at Metro Theater in Marple. They are looking for six males and two females. And of course, the males are Felix, Oscar, Murray, Speed, Roy, and Vinny. All men sort of in the 35 to 50, 55 range. And then two females, slightly younger, 30 to 45, who play the English Pigeon Sisters, Gwendolyn and Cecily. Auditions will be cold reading from the script. Director will choose which scenes the group will read. And you can get sides printed up at home by going to metrotheater.com/auditions, The Odd Couple. And you can find out all the details, all the information on how to get on board with that. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Music today was by Savannah Reed, Born on a Wednesday, Mike Richter, TJ Felix, AJ, Ardent Tribe, Sam Tudor, Nimkish, and Noreen Braun. And our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings, although there's more happenings than not happenings these days, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. Remember to listen to the Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 o'clock right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. You can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwuar, the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA,